for all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
It's time for the Colonels Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into gorgeous Perfect Game Field here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The first half champion, Cedar Rapids Colonels, first half champs of the West Division here in the Midwest League, play for the first time under that first half champion moniker. It's the series finale as Cedar Rapids and Dayton will wrap up this six-game set here in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels are 40-22 on the season, Dayton 38-23. Last night, the Colonels clinched that postseason berth with a little bit of help, Wisconsin falling to the Great Lakes Loons. That clinched the championship for Cedar Rapids right around the eighth inning of our game here last night. But Cedar Rapids clinched out the division title in style, finishing out the night with a 9-5 win over Dayton, the 40th win of 2022 for Cedar Rapids. They're the first team in the Midwest League to 40 wins, as the series coming in was the battle between the top two teams by record and by division standings in the Midwest League, with the Colonels, the Beasts of the West, and Dayton at the top of the East. It has been a fun matchup so far. The Colonels hold a 3-2 edge in the series entering play today, with each of their three wins coming behind excellent starts by Cade Povich, David Festa, and Aaron Rozek. 15 of Dayton's 23 runs in the series have scored before the fourth inning. They're averaging one run per inning through the third inning through the first five games of the set. And after the third inning, they're averaging just 0.27 runs per inning. The Dayton bullpen has struggled to a 5.12 ERA. They've allowed 11 earned runs in 22 and two-thirds, while the Colonels' pen has posted a 3.08 mark, just 8 earned runs in 26 and a third innings of work. Of course, the Colonels have had to have a couple of longer bullpen days. Both of their losses, they've had to tap into that pen early. Stankwitz going two innings on Tuesday, and then on Thursday, Brent Hendrick going just one inning. So Cedar Rapids had to get a lot of innings from their pen, 7 of them on Tuesday, 8 on Thursday. They've done a good job of being able to get those innings covered in longer relief outings for Cedar Rapids, and it sets them up pretty well here in the series finale. As we get ready to go here today, we'll step away on the Colonels Leadoff Show. When we return, we'll have your starting lineups here in Cedar Rapids, game 6 of a 6-game set.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipefitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipefitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipefitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's gonna help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Cedar Rapids Colonels leadoff show. The Colonels and the Dayton Dragons, about 10 minutes away from first pitch here in Cedar Rapids. Let's take a look at your pitching matchup here today. First off, for the Dayton Dragons, it'll be the right-hander James Proctor, 6'5", 215-pound right-hander out of Princeton. He's from St. Louis, Missouri, picked up by the Reds as an undrafted free agent back in 2020. This season, the right-hander Proctor has made 9 starts. He's 4-3 with a 4.35 earned run average. 41 in the third innings of work for Proctor this year. He has struck out 32 hitters and walked 19. 43 hits allowed by the right-hander while holding hitters to a 2.61 average. Proctor once pitched against St. John's University. It was in May of 2019 after Cedar Rapids right-hander Sean Mooney had hit the injured shelf for the St. John's Red Storm. Mooney at that point was already done for the season for St. John's, but he did, in a way, face James Proctor, his team facing Proctor anyway. Sean Mooney, today for Cedar Rapids, returns to the starting rotation after 2 turns as the piggyback behind Aaron Rozek. His first time as Rozek's piggyback went off beautifully for Sean Mooney. Came in the 5th inning against the Lansing Lugnuts, struck out 8 of the first 9 batters that he faced, going on to punch out 10 over 4 innings of work back on June 5th. Then in South Bend, Mooney struggled just a little bit. 4 innings of work, 4 runs, 3 of them earned. 3 of those runs on a go-ahead 3-run homer in the 6th inning that turned a 2-0 Colonels lead into a 3-2 South Bend lead. Mooney did not walk a batter in that piggyback outing. Four strikeouts for Sean. Over those two relief appearances in total, eight innings, five hits, one walk, and 14 strikeouts. Mooney starting to show off that ability to throw strikes a little bit more while coming out of the pen. He did implement as well that shorter slider, that short biting slider, into his repertoire coming into that Lansing outing, and he kept it against South Bend, a pitch that worked very well for him, one that he could land for strikes and, in a way, make the sweepy slider better because he was able to show that shorter slider for strikes. Sean Mooney today will return to the starting rotation to make his eighth start of the season. Here's the starting lineup for Dayton that he will face here this afternoon. Justice Thompson leads off in left field with Reese Hines in right. Ellie De La Cruz will bat third at short with Ruben Ibarra at first. Daniel Vailhain will be the catcher today, batting fifth with Jose Torres at second. Austin Hendrick in center. Garrett Wolforth, DHs, and Nick Quintana at third, rounding out that starting nine for Dayton. Again, for the Dragons, Thompson, Hines, De La Cruz, Ibarra, Vailhain, Torres, Hendrick, Wolforth, and Quintana. For Cedar Rapids against the right-hander James Proctor, Alaric Soleri will lead off at second base with Kyler Fenko in right and Junior Severino at third. Wander Javier cleans up at shortstop today. Will Holland will bat fifth and center. Dylan Noisy, DH, is in the sixth spot. Charles Mack will play first with Kenny Taylor in left and Frank Nigro making his high A debut, batting ninth behind the plate. Again, for Cedar Rapids, Soleri, Fenko, Severino, Javier, Holland, Noisy, Mack, Taylor, and Nigro. Cedar Rapids Colonels, the day after that they clinch the first half West Division Championship in the Midwest League. A couple of notable names out of that lineup, of course, Sabato, Gray, Winkle, Encarnacion, Strand. It'll be a fun one here this afternoon, the series finale. Colonels going for another series win. This would be an impressive one over the top team in the East Division. Dayton looking to right the ship, having gone over their last 10, just 2-8. We'll be back in a bit. First pitch coming to you live here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Dayton Dragons. Game 6 of the set when we come back.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022. To a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Sean Mooney, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into Perfect Game Field here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. We've got another live edition of Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball for you right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Your first half champions of the West Division, the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the first team to 40 wins in the Midwest League this year, entering play at 40-22. They go for a 4-2 series win over the Dayton Dragons, the leaders of the East at 38-23. Cedar Rapids clinched their first half championship last night. Great Lakes beat Wisconsin. The Colonels closing out that clinching evening with a win 9-5 over Dayton. Sean Mooney on the mound here this afternoon for Cedar Rapids. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Dayton Dragons here today. In left will be Justice Thompson with Reese Hines in right. Ellie De La Cruz plays short. Ruben Abaya will clean up at first with Daniel Vahine behind the plate. Jose Torres bats sixth at second. Austin Hendrick is in center. And Garrett Wolfworth DHs while Nick Quintana rounds out that starting nine at third. Sean Mooney on the mound here today for Cedar Rapids, returning to the starting rotation after a couple of turns as a piggyback behind Aaron Rozak. Mooney 2-2 with a 2.23 earned run average. Colonels in their white jerseys, those Twins replica whites, the navy blue caps, Dayton in their black tops, the gray pants, and the black caps. Right-handed hitting Justice Thompson steps in. The play ball sign is given. Mooney rocks and goes and shoots the outside corner with strike one. 93 on the outer half there from the right-hander Sean Mooney. Felix Neon calling balls and strikes today with Joe McCarthy manning the base pass. 0-1, that short slider by Mooney across for strike two. Sean Mooney with a fastball, two different sliders and a changeup. He has a shorter slider that runs into the mid-80s and a big sweepy slide piece. The 0-2, there's a fastball up in the zone at 96. Thompson cuts on through for out number one. All right, Sean Mooney, 96. One of the first times that we've seen that velo on the gun for Sean Mooney. One down in the first as Reese Hines will step in. For the Dayton Dragons, we'll get you set with the Colonels defense in the outfield left to right. Kenny Taylor, Will Holland, and Kyler Fenko. Junior Severino makes his first start of the season at third with Charles Mack at first. Javier and Solari up the middle at short and second. Behind the plate today is Frank Nigro. First pitch fastball high at 94 there from Sean Mooney. 1-0 on Reese Hines. Mooney's velocity up a bit here to open things up in the first inning. 1-0 on the way to Reese Hines as he takes ball two upstairs at 85. Hines here in the series for Dayton, 4-22. He has scored three runs. The open stance for the right-handed bat. Two balls and no strikes from Mooney. Wave and a miss. There's that good shorter slider at 83. Two balls and a strike. He's mixed in the changeup early here as well. One down in the first. Mooney ready here on the two ball, one strike pitch. Flip foul off towards the right side. That'll move the count to 2-2. Sean Mooney made two appearances as a piggyback behind Aaron Rozak. Moved into the bullpen out of the starting rotation, not really because of poor performance, more so just because of too many arms on the Colonels' starting rotation. The 2-2 clobbered out towards deep center field. Back on it, Holland looking up at the wall, and that ball is gone. Reese Hines with a no-doubter out to deep left center field, and Dayton has the lead. It's 1-0 Dragons on home run number 6 of the season for Reese Hines. 446 feet off the bat, 105 exit velocity. With the big right-handed stick, Dayton leads 1-0 on the solo shot, and now Ellie De La Cruz will step in. Looked like that bigger slider, that sweepy version for Sean Mooney. Caught a little bit too much of the letters on the right-handed bat of Hines. Ellie De La Cruz digs in. Boy, has he had a fantastic series. Made a flurry of great defensive plays on the left side of the infield. He also has 8 hits and 18 at-bats. 444 clip in the set. De La Cruz has driven in six. He's walked four times, striking out just three times. No balls and a strike here from Sean Mooney. Colonel's right-hander kicks and goes. Wave and a miss. Good changeup there at 86. Quickly 0-2 on Ellie De La Cruz. In those two relief outings, Mooney threw a combined eight innings. Just five hits, one walk. He struck out 14, allowing three earned runs. 0-2. Wave and a miss at a pitch down and in. Blocked up well there by Nigro as De La Cruz will leave the batter's box. That's a strikeout for Sean Mooney. His second punch out of the first inning. Now Ruben Ibarra. Ibarra homered yesterday off of Cade Povich. Mooney's first of those two relief outings was tremendous. He went four innings, striking out 10, including eight of the first nine men that he faced. It was in Lansing on June 5th. This is up and in there on the slider at 85. He went four innings in that outing, allowing just one base runner on a walk while striking out a career best 10. Big wave and a miss at the high fastball at 93. Mooney throws from a very low arm slot. It's a low three-quarter slot. It's a different, really an entirely different mechanics that Mooney uses here at the professional ranks. 1-1 slider bounced foul towards the Colonel's dugout. John Teagle scooped that ball up. One ball and two strikes. Mooney to Ibarra. Dayton leads 1-0 on the back of a Reese Hines solo home run towards deep left center field. One ball and two strikes. Sit down. He got him on the slider at 81. Sean Mooney bears down to strike out the side. We move on to the home half of one. Soleri will lead us off. We'll have that full Colonels lineup when we return here to a 1-0 Dayton lead.
For your information, I've located the problem. There's no power going into the high voltage transformer.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you looking to upgrade your television experience?
Hey, you want power?
That would help. Your call.
Every Thursday home game, three lucky fans ages 18 and older will win a free 50-inch TV. You can enter by stopping by the First Federal Credit Union table on the concourse.
It was an accident.
An accident? You almost killed me, and you say it was an accident?
That's Big Screen Thursday, presented by First Federal Credit Union, every Thursday home game.
Hey fans, this is Alaric Soleri, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids Colonels trail by a run to the Dayton Dragons through half of one here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Alaric Soleri will lead things off for Cedar Rapids. He's at second base. The rest of the Colonels lineup behind Soleri in the leadoff spot. Kyler Fedko bats second and right with Junior Severino at third. Middle of the order today has Wander Javier at short, Will Holland in center, and Dylan Noisy DHing. 7, 8, and 9 for Cedar Rapids. Charles Mack plays first, Kenny Taylor in left, and Frank Nigro behind the plate, rounding out that starting nine. Typically, you'll see a post-clincher lineup like this that the Colonels are putting out today. Encarnacion, Strand, Sabato, and Gray all on the bunt, all on the bench here today. Encarnacion Strand has a streak of 35 straight games played, snapped here today, assuming he does not come in. First offering to Soleri, misses high for ball one. Actually, make that 36 straight games for Encarnacion Strand. Sabato had played in quite a few, as had Gray. So Colonels made sure they took care of business down the stretch. 1-0 to Soleri, tagged down towards deep right center field. Hendrick has a long run. He's looking up, and that'll roll over his head. A couple of hops off the wall. Hendrick having trouble with it in center. Soleri, though, will hold it second with a leadoff double. Alaric Soleri on with his sixth double of the season, scalding that baseball over the head of the center fielder, Austin Hendrick. We know Hendrick is in center. Take another look at that. Alaric Soleri double. Great inside-out swing. Blasting that ball out to right center field. Rest of the defense for Dayton. Hendrick in center. He centers an outfield that has Thompson in left and Hines in right. Quintana plays third, Ibarra at first, De La Cruz at short, and Torres at second. Catcher today is Daniel Vahin, making his series and Dayton debut. James Proctor, right-handed hurler for the Dayton Dragons, misses down and outside on a slider. 1-0 here from the righty. Proctor this season 4-3 with a 4.35 earned run average. 6'5", 215-pound right-hander from Princeton. 1-0 down and outside to Fedco, now 2-0. 41 and a third innings for Proctor this year. He's struck out 32. 19 walks. 2-0, called strike one on the inside corner. Proctor signed as an undrafted free agent back in 2020. Two balls and one strike. You're on the way to Kyler Fedko on the Colonel's right-handed stick. Kyler looks at strike two. Good slider on the inside corner at 83. Proctor will get a lot of ground balls. He works at a 51% ground ball rate. He does allow some fairly hard contact at times, too. A 21% line drive rate this year. That's a little elevated. Two balls, two strikes. Fedko pokes the ball out towards right. To his left is Hines. He'll get there and make the catch. Solari tagging from second. Hines' throw from right is way over third. Backed up well there by the pitcher, Proctor. Solari advancing to third base on that flyout off the bat of Kyler Fedko. Now Junior Severino, who's had a massive series for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Severino has done a lot of his damage here from the left side of the plate. In the set, he's 7-for-16, 4 runs scored, a double, 2 homers, and 7 RBI. Severino steps in against the right-hander James Proctor. The infield comes in for Dayton with the tying run on third. Junior bounces a ball towards second. It's off the glove of Jose Torres. Everybody's safe as Solari scores. Junior Severino plates a run. It's an RBI error for Junior Severino. That error on Jose Torres. Ball was chopped towards second. Torres had it skip off his glove. Solari will score. Severino at first now. The go-ahead run at first is Winder. Javier will dig in. Right-hander kicks and goes. Well outside, 1-0 here to Wander. Colonel shortstop enjoying a fantastic month of June. Batting average right around the 320 range. He's 5-for-17 in the series. Ball two downstairs on Javier. Two balls and no strikes here on the way from Proctor. He'll look over to Severino. Right-hander kicks and goes, missing high. 3-0 now on Winder. Javier digs back in. Winder has done a good job of getting into the pole side lately for Cedar Rapids. Severino the leadoff of first. And Winder takes ball four. Four straight wide of the zone. That'll bring up the Colonel center fielder, Will Holland. Collins on the season, 50 games played, sitting .284 since May 10th with a .941 OPS in that span. Daniel Vahin out to chat with Proctor. Vahin promoted from Daytona yesterday. He got in later in the evening on Saturday night. Vahin known for a very, very good throwing arm. Colonels probably wouldn't think to run here with Severino as the lead runner and one down in the first, but as this game progresses, keep an eye on that arm for Vahin. Down in Daytona this year, he threw out 7 of 11 attempted stolen bases. That's a 63.6% catch stealing rate for the catcher. First pitch on the way to Holland. Big swing to miss at a slider. 0-1. After Holland, it'll be Dylan Noisy, who has also had a very nice series and a good stretch for the Colonels lately. Will has played in 50 games. The right-handed batter out of Auburn digging in here. Lays off the slider outside at 83. Now one ball and one strike. 1-1 your score here in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels tying the game on an error by the second baseman, Jose Torres. One ball, one strike, popped up right side, shallow right. Torres trying to find it. He's called off by the right fielder, Hines, who has a good look at it. He'll come in and make the catch for out number two. So Will Holland popping out there to right field for the second out of the first. And two men on for Dylan Noisy. Noisy, the right-handed hitting designated hitter for Cedar Rapids, out of the lineup yesterday. Noisy swinging a very good stick here in the month of June in the series for Cedar Rapids. He's 5-for-14. With the Colonels, Noisy's batting average stands at .286. Strike one called. On the outside corner from the right-hander, James Proctor. Noisy this season has driven in 10. Runners in scoring position here in Cedar Rapids. Noisy is 2-for-6. He lays off a fastball up and in at 92. One ball and one strike here from Proctor. One hit aside so far today here in the first inning. Dayton opened the scoring. Reese Hines with a solo home run off of Sean Mooney. Cedar Rapids coming right back with one of their own here in the first. Here's a one hopper towards second. Torres to his left. He'll glove and toss onto Ibarra for out number three. We'll move along to the second inning. Cedar Rapids ties things up. Junior Severino plating the leadoff man, Alaric Soleri, following a double. We'll be back in the second. 1-1 your score here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is Brian Dinkelman, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
All tied up at one apiece here in Cedar Rapids as we move along to the top half of the second. Daniel Vaheen will lead things off for the Dayton Dragons. Jose Torres to follow, then Austin Hendrick, the three scheduled men to bat against the right-hander Sean Mooney. In the top half of the second inning, Vaheen batting from the left side of the plate. The catcher down in Daytona this year, hitting .129. 7 runs scored, 1 home run, 4 RBI. First offering here to Vaheen. Lined up the middle and a base hit. Welcome to the Dayton Dragons, Daniel Vaheen. A line drive single up the middle here to open up the second, as that'll put a man aboard for Jose Torres. Dayton's second baseman will bat with Vaheen on first. The catcher 3-for-4 on stolen bases this season down in Daytona. We'll see if they have him run at all. Tying run aboard here against Sean Mooney as Torres digs in. Frank Nigro, the Colonel's catcher, sending the signs out to the right-hander Sean Mooney. First pitch on the way, fouled off, now 0-1. No balls and a strike here on the way from the Colonel Sean Mooney. A gorgeous day for baseball, not a cloud in the sky here on Sunday afternoon. Ball one outside. It is Father's Day. Very happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Looks like we've got plenty of father-son combos at the ballgame today. Father-son, daughter-son. One ball, one strike. Wave and a miss. Good change up there, down and away for Mooney. One ball and two strikes here on Torres. Great day to bring Dad out to a ball game. Mooney at the ready here on the 1-2. Up high, now two balls and two strikes here on Jose Torres. 95 on that Mooney fastball, trying to reach back and get Torres to chase. Austin Hendrick awaits on deck. Here comes a 2-2 from Mooney. Viejo goes. This ball lifted out towards right center field. Over on it is Fenko. He will be called off by Holland, who makes the catch as Vaheen gets back to first. Fly out there to center field off the bat of Torres, and now Austin Hendrick will bat. Vaheen ran once. We'll see if he goes again. Here on Mooney, one down in the second as Hendrick will dig in. Frank Nigro is known for having a very good throwing arm. Behind the plate, the big-bodied catcher, 6'4", 200 pounds. First pitch just outside, 1-0 here on Hendrick. Last season, he threw out 2 of 9 attempted stolen bases in the FCL. Mooney in longer hold here on the 1-0. Way down and in now. Two balls and no strikes on Hendrick. Nigro played for the Rockland Boulders back in 2020, throwing out 15 runners at a 41% clip. 2-1, cut on through. Very good changeup for Mooney as the count goes to two balls and a strike. Nigro receives the pitchers very well. He's known as one of the better defensive catchers in the system in terms of receiving, as this ball lined into right field, down for a base hit. Vaheen will head to second base as Fenko gets that ball in. It's another single here off of Mooney in the second. Austin Hendrick returns to the lineup for Dayton and wraps a single into right. Hendrick held out the last couple of days, nursing a minor injury. Back in the order, and right on cue, he gets a base knock. So Hendrick aboard for the 8th batter, Garrett Wolforth. Two men on, one down. Mooney with some work to do here in the second. Shot a look back to second base. Now he goes. Good slider there in the outside corner for strike one. 85 on that slide piece from Mooney. That's the shorter variant of that slider for Sean. It doesn't have quite as much sweeping action to it. A one grounded foul up the first baseline as Charles Mack watched that bound on by. Charles Mack is making the start at first base today for Cedar Rapids. He's played first this season after some weird post-injury happenings in Lansing. Right-hander Mooney at the ready here on the 0-2. Changeup misses down and outside to Wolforth. Now one ball and two strikes. Mack has played a grand total of 3 innings at first base this year in that one game played. One ball, two strikes. Down and away, it skips away from the catcher, Nigro. Both runners will advance. Like a changeup downstairs that Nigro wasn't able to block. Mild pinch will advance. Well, Vaheen and Hendrick, 90 feet. It is a wild pitch from Mooney as the infield comes in. Everybody near or on the grass. The 2-2, sit down. He got it. Good slider at 86 for Mooney. Cut on through by Wolforth for the second out of the second inning. Bring up Nick Quintana. Sean Mooney has struck out 4 batters here today through an inning and 2/3. It's just the second start at first base in Charles Mack's career. It's ball one high and outside on Quintana at 93. Mack started one game at first base in Elizabethton back in 2019. 1-0 on the way for Mooney. Called strike one on the outside corner. One ball, one strike, two away here in the second. Two men aboard for Dayton. They hit on third. Hendrick gets second. Mooney at the ready. He'll kick and go. Wave and a miss now. Quickly, one and two. 93 on that fastball from Sean Mooney. One ball and two strikes. Nigro sending out the signs from behind the plate. Here comes the 1-2 from Sean. This ball belted out towards right field, but playable for Fedkos, who will take a couple of steps back towards the warning track and make the squeeze for out number three. A couple men left aboard. Sean Mooney, four strikeouts through two innings of one-run baseball. Mack, Taylor, and Nigro when we come back right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, that's a good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, Colonels, that's a good times roll.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, that's a good times roll.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
They're back.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Colonels fans, you asked and we listened. This year, we are bringing back French fries, now available in both our first base and home plate concession stands at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pair your favorite ballpark entree with French fries.
OMG, it's delicious.
Make sure to order some with the cheese sauce for dipping.
Hello, fans. This is Charles Mack, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Charles Mack will lead off for us here in the home half of the second inning. One all, your score here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Charles Mack, like many of the Colonels here today, wearing the blue wristband. Some Colonels going with the blue tape. Representing Father's Day here on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon. There's strike one on the inside corner to Mack. Started off with a changeup there from the right-hander Proctor. Charlie has that blue wristband on the left wrist. The open stance for the left-handed batter, the 0-1, tapped right out in front of the plate, barehanded by Vahin. He'll throw to first in time for out number one. 2-3 on that ground out, retires Charles Mack as Kenny Taylor will dig in. Taylor, the right-handed hitter for Cedar Rapids. This season in CR, having scored eight runs and driving in three. Taylor steps into the batter's box, 5'11", 170-pound right-handed hitter. He was a member of the Colonels opening day roster. He's been to Wichita a couple of times this year with some depth needed up there. There's ball one high and tight at 93. Taylor's certainly a valuable guy to have in the organization, a very good glove in the outfield. 1-0 high and outside, now 2-0 to Kenny. He's got some gap-to-gap pop. Of course, he homered against Lansing. And a very good stretch with the Colonels upon returning the first time from Wichita. 2-0 up and in, now quickly 3-0 on Kenny Taylor. Three balls, no strikes. James Proctor, the right-hander, kicks and goes. Up high, ball four. Taylor walks. Going to put a man on for Frank Nigro, stepping into the batter's box for the first time with a full-season affiliate to the Minnesota Twins. Nigro signed with Minnesota as a minor league free agent back in April of 2021. Played 16 games with the FCL Twins last season. Nigro went 3-for-25. Scored a run and drove in three. this season down in the FCL and played in two games, going 0-for-6 and drawing a walk. He scored a run on the year. First pitch to Nigro down and outside at 83, 1-0. Nigro, the 6'4", 200-pound right-handed hitter. Originally from Stony Point, New York, he played his college ball at Division II Wilmington in Newcastle, Delaware. Holds the bat close to that right shoulder. Pretty straight up and down, a lot of movement to the wrists as he looks at strike one up and in at 91. Nigro was a two-time second-team All-Central Athletic Collegiate Conference at Wilmington. Known as a very good defensive catcher. With a little bit of pop, there's ball two up and in. Two balls, one strike here on Nigro. He played in some independent leagues. Back in 2019 was with High Point to the Atlantic League. 2-1, that's down and in at 90. Now 3-1 on Nigro. He played in the Liberation League in 2020 as well as with the Rockland Boulders in the All-American Baseball Challenge. The Rockland Boulders were the same club that Colonels pitching coach Richard Salazar closed out his professional playing career with. 3-1, Nigro takes strike two on the inside edge at 83. With Rockland, Nigro drove in 9, had a pair of doubles in 22 games. Threw out 15 base runners in 22 games played. 3-2 here to Nigro. Frank grounds a ball left side, backhanded by De La Cruz, and he'll have no play. That should go as a hit for the Colonels catcher, Frank Nigro. Welcome to High A, Frank. He's aboard here in his first Colonels at bat. And with one down, Cedar Rapids has two men on. Pretty good swing on that baseball by Nigro, rolling it towards that left side of the infield. Slider about knee high, De La Cruz with a tough play to his backhand side, and a mound visit here for the pitching coach, Brian Garman. There's Frank Nigro, fresh off of his first Colonels hit. Taylor going to second on the play. Two hits today for Cedar Rapids. Looking around the rest of the Midwest League here today, not quite as important for the Colonels on that Wisconsin Great Lakes score, but it is very critical for the Dayton Dragons. Great Lakes Loons defeated Wisconsin today 3-2, which means Dayton's magic number remains 4 here today. Dayton can only lower it to 3 with a win here today over Cedar Rapids. 3-2, Great Lakes over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. That is a final. And it is the lone final in the Midwest League right now. Right now, Fort Wayne up 12-0 on Lansing in the 8th. They've gone to the home half of 9 in Lake County. Beloit up 7-3. Alaric Soleri digs in with two men aboard and one down in the second. First pitch down and outside. Good take by Al. Vahine with a good block on that pitch, low and outside. Kenny Taylor at second with Frank Nigro at first for Cedar Rapids. Nigro with an infield single after Taylor drew a walk. Foul ball makes it 1-1. One ball and one strike from Proctor to Soleri. Right-hander kicks and goes. Al shows bunt and misses. Offering at it for strike two. Now 1-2 the count here on Alaric Soleri. Al also one of the Colonels sporting that blue wristband on the right wrist. Celebrating Father's Day. 1-2. Al reaches out, pokes this up into the air, right side, foul ground. Ibarra over, and he'll make the squeeze just behind first base. We're out number two. Two away here in the second, and now Kyler Fenko will bat with a couple of men aboard. Kyler Fenko 0-for-1. He flew out back in the first. Dayton out hitting Cedar Rapids 3-2. The Colonels have left two on today, leaving a pair in the first inning. Got two on now here in the second. Proctor's first pitch breaking ball just inside on the slider, 1-0. Taylor at second, Nigro at first. 1-0, Fedko sends a ball out toward shallow right. This ball might fall in, and it will. Taylor around third, he'll score. Nigro at two, third, as Cedar Rapids takes a 2-1 lead. Kyler Fedko dunks in an RBI single. Might have broken his bat in the process as well. Dumping that ball into right field, it's an RBI single for Kyler Fedko. Junior Severino will bat with two men aboard, men on the corners here for Cedar Rapids. Taylor scoring his 12th run of the season. For Fedko, it's his 30th run batted in. Junior Severino digs in, Nigro at third, Fedko at first. Proctor at the ready. First pitch downstairs, 1-0. You're on Junior Severino. Proctor looks over his left shoulder. Fedko off the first base bag. Now Junior with a big wave and a miss. Way out in front of that changeup at 84. One ball, one strike on Severino. 2-1 Cedar Rapids. The RBI single for Kyler Fedko. Time called at home plate. One ball and one strike. Proctor at the ready here on Severino. Junior waves through a slider now, 1-2. Severino at times has struggled with the swing and miss on secondary pitches here this season. The changeup has been a bit of a nuisance at times for Junior. One ball and two strikes. Proctor kicks and goes. And Severino takes a slider on the outer half for strike three. The Colonels get a run. They take the lead. 2-1 on Dayton. Kyler Fedko with the RBI single. We'll be back top half of three. Thompson, Hines, and De La Cruz when we return. Colonels up 2-1 on Dayton.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health. So when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Hey fans, this is Frank Nigro, and you are listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids gets a run in the second to make it 2-1 Colonels here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Frank Nigro with his first hit with a full season affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. His first AB as a Colonel goes for an infield single, helps extend an inning and give the Colonels a lead as Kenny Taylor would later score on the Kyler Fedko RBI single. Justice Thompson fouls away the first pitch Mooney slider, 0-1 from the Colonels right-hander. Mooney ready here on the 0-1 to Justice Thompson. Sean kicks and goes. Wave and a miss. Uncomfortable cut there at the shorter slide piece. Quickly 0-2 now from Sean Mooney. Colonel's right-hander, plenty of punch outs already. Through two innings, he has four strikeouts to his name. The 0-2 skied out towards right. Rather shallow. Solari back. Fedko in. Kyler loses the cap and makes the catch for out number one. There's so many advanced stats in baseball nowadays, so many different analytics. I wonder what the percentage of times Kyler Fedko's helmet or hat stays on his head versus times in which it's somewhere on the ground as he's running somewhere. It's like clockwork. When Kyler Fedko runs the base paths, his helmet is going to come off at some point. How hard he runs. The first offering to Hines popped up. Right side of the infield. Al looking for it. Winder looks like he is the read, and he'll make the catch near second base for out number two. And even in the outfield, Kyler Fedko will lose the cap at times, racing after fly balls. Ellie De La Cruz will step in. Kind of reminds you of some other guys who did that quite a bit. Eduardo Nunez would lose the helmet often for the Minnesota Twins when he ran the base paths. At the end of the day, the base runner will usually tell you, well, I just run so hard, it just, you know, pops off. Ellie De La Cruz takes ball one outside on a changeup at 85. 1-0 from Sean Mooney. Looking for a 3-up, 3-down third inning. This is pitch number 40 of the day. De La Cruz, a line shot to right. That's down for a base hit. Ellie De La Cruz stays red hot for the Dayton Dragons. He's on now with two down in the third. For De La Cruz, it's his ninth hit of the series, batting 450 against Colonel's pitching. 9-for-20. Ruben Ibarra will step in. Here for the Dayton Dragons, a right-handed bat. 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. One of those four punch-outs on Mooney's line today. Sean with the glove at the letters, kicks and goes. Tossing in, strike one on the inside half at 84. 0-1 here on Ruben Ibarra. Barra 5-for-17 in the series as Mooney will check over to first. De La Cruz back in time. Ellie representing the tying run. Certainly an important runner to keep close there for Sean Mooney. The 0-1 on the way here from Sean. There goes De La Cruz. Pitch misses high. Nigro is thrown down to second. Is right on the money. Frank Nigro, welcome to high A. Singles on his first at bat, then throws out one of the best runners in the league in Ellie De La Cruz. We'll be back in the home half of three. It's 2-1 Colonels here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As I was number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hola fanáticos, soy Wander Javier y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
We move along to the home half of the third inning here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids up 2-1 on the Dayton Dragons. Frank Nigro throwing out Ellie De La Cruz to end the third. First offering here to Wander, taken for ball one up in the zone. Wander Javier digs back in. One ball, no strikes from James Proctor. The Dayton right-hander kicks and fires. Wander looks at strike one there at the letters. We already mentioned that final score in Great Lakes, the Loons, 3-2 over the Timber Rattlers. Beloit finished off Lake County 7-3. That's who Dayton has next. Wander waves through a fastball now. One ball and two strikes, then calls time. Fort Wayne all over Lansing. It's 14-0 as they go to the bottom of the ninth in Lansing. 1-2 line foul. West Michigan leads Peoria 4-1 through four. And Quad Cities presently up 1-0 in the eighth inning over South Bend. One ball and two strikes. Proctor here to Javier. Wander swings through a slider. There goes the first out of the third inning for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And now Will Holland will bat. Holland, the right-handed hitting center fielder, 0-1 with a flyout today. Right-hander kicks, goes, finds the knees on Will Holland. Cedar Rapids center fielder having a very good season. Driven in 22, 41 hits this year, 255 average. He lifts the 0-1 foul off the press box. Bounce back down. No balls, two strikes, one away. Cedar Rapids up 2-1 on Dayton here in CR. The Dragons are really looking for a win. Magic number is still 4 over the Great Lakes Loons. Holland with a check swing. Yes, he did, says home plate umpire Felix Neon. Holland wanted an appeal down. He won't get it, though. There's out number 2 on the strikeout. Dylan Noisy will bat here for Cedar Rapids. 0-1 with a ground out. Noisy back in the lineup. He had the day off yesterday. Dylan swinging a good bat here in Cedar Rapids. Sometimes you'll see that upon guys being promoted from Fort Myers here to Cedar Rapids. The 0-1 waved on through now. The first pitch waved on through now, 0-1. Into Dylan Noisy. Up high, one ball, one strike. Fields are a little bit bigger in Fort Myers. Down in the Florida State League, there's a lot of Major League Baseball spring training facilities that teams play at. The 1-2. Now coming here to Noisy, just missed that slider. Shouting at himself as he calls time. One ball and two strikes, James Proctor to Dylan Noisy. Then you get here to the Midwest League where it's a little bit more regular sized ballparks for the minor league level anyway. 1-2 down and in, now 2-2. And that'll give you a bit of a power uptick just because your deeper fly balls will get out in these parks. 2-2, Proctor to Noisy. Rolled foul up the first baseline. Two balls and two strikes. Reese Hines will have to go collect that baseball. And the right field line is flip that into the plaza. Two away, two balls, two strikes. Proctor here to Dylan Noisy. Right-hander with a longer pause. He'll be ready here on the 2-2. Wave and a miss. Dylan goes down swinging at the high fastball, and that will end the third. To the fourth we go through three. Cedar Rapids on top, 2-1 over Dayton. Ibarra, Vaheen, and Torres when we come back here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Through three here in Cedar Rapids, it's 2-1 Colonels as John Mooney takes the mound for the fourth inning of work. John Mooney has thrown 42 pitches through three innings complete today. Awfully efficient so far. First offering into Ibarra, popped up, left side foul ground. Niger, a long run towards the dugout of Dayton, and he makes a nice basket catch for out number one. Frank Niger putting on a show in his first start behind the plate here for Cedar Rapids. One down in the fourth inning, and now Daniel Vaheen will step in. How about Nigro showing off that range? It is never easy for a catcher to make that catch on a pop-up behind home plate, much less when you're running towards a dugout. Vaheen digs in. Frank Nigro having a very good Colonels debut here today. First offering just down and in at 85, 1-0 from Mooney here to Vaheen. Colombian catcher. Left-handed stick against Sean Mooney. 1-0. Skied again left side. Frank takes off the mask, but he'll watch that ball get out of play. One ball and one strike from Mooney. In the Twins organization today, Minnesota won't play for a bit. A 3:10 Central Time start down in Arizona. Chris Archer getting the ball for the Minnesota Twins today. One ball, one strike. Just upstairs at 84. A slider from Sean Mooney. St. Paul and Columbus are in a slugfest. It's 11-9 in the eighth inning. St. Paul Saints on top. 2-1 fastball, high and outside. Now 3-1 here on Vaheen. Three balls and one strike. Sean Mooney kicks and goes, and he misses down and outside for ball four. They're at a changeup at 84. Vaheen draws a walk on base for the second time today. Both catchers impressing in their debuts for their respective clubs. Vaheen drawing the walk. Jose Torres will step in. Jose Torres flew out to center in his first trip to the plate as he looks at a fastball knee high for strike one. Out in Columbus, former Colonel Mark Contreras is 4-for-4 for the St. Paul Saints. Scored three runs and driven in two. 0-1. Big wave and a miss at a fastball at 92 now, 0-2. 50 pitches in now for Sean Mooney, looking for another strikeout. Here on the 0-2 to Jose Torres. Sean kicks and goes. This ball rocketed out towards right center field. Holland racing over. He'll take it on a hop. Turning it second and heading to third is Vaheen. As he'll be in at third standing. It's a single for Jose Torres. Vaheen goes first to third, and now men on the corners with one down. The tying run at 90 feet away, and Austin Hendrick will bat. Hendrick 1-for-1 with a single. Sixth Singled in his first at bat back after missing a couple of days. He was scratched from the lineup a few days ago. Torres, I think, asked for time over at first base as he pulled on that base running guard on the left hand. Colonels infield playing for the double play here. Hendrick at the plate. Little check over to first. Back in time is Torres. Mack will send it back over to Mooney. Sean has been living in the air today, still yet to get a ground ball. Which means Mack is yet to have a chance at first. Hendrick pops this up down the left field line. Moving over on it is Kenny Taylor. Let's see if they run on him. Vaheen will tag from third. Here's Kenny's throw from left field. It is not in time as we're tied up. A sacrifice fly off the bat of Austin Hendrick. He hit it just deep enough to plant Vaheen from third. As that makes it a 2-2 ball game. Hendrick planting Vaheen. Torres stays at first, and now Garrett Woolforth will bat with two down and a man on first. Hendrick with his 28th RBI of the season. John Mooney from the stretch. Runner on first bluffs a move as Torres will head back. There's strike one on the inside corner. Mooney starting off Woolforth with that changeup at 85. No balls, one strike. Mooney here on Woolforth. Did not miss by much there at 94. Count goes to 1-1. Fort Myers and Bradenton's game was canceled today, their series finale, so no score at Fort Myers. Wichita and Tulsa are tied at 2. So they go to the home half of the 7. One ball, one strike. There's strike 2, good fastball at 94, just a bit lower than that last pitch. One ball, two strikes, two down here in the 4th. The 2-2 ball game between Dayton and Cedar Rapids. Mooney gets a sign he wants from Nigro. Here comes the 1-2. Mooney kicks and fires. Torres goes. Swing and a miss. He puts away Woolforth. And we'll move along to the home half of 4. Tied at 2 now after the sack fly off the bat of Austin Hendrick to plate Daniel Vaheen. It'll be Mack, Taylor, and Nigro once again for Cedar Rapids in the home half. 2-2 your score through 3.5.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got 4 amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Pick the clothes that are right for you and come see Daniel Tiger at Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night on June 25th. The Cedar Rapids Colonels welcome Daniel Tiger to our neighborhood for a night full of friendship and fun with free colorable Iowa PBS Kids Cinch Bags available on the concourse. That's Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night, June 25th at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Home half of the 4th inning on the way here for us in Cedar Rapids. All tied at 2 on the Colonels Baseball Network. Charles Mack, Kenny Taylor, and Frank Nigro for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in the 4th to face the right-hander James Proctor. Pretty big game for the Dayton Dragons here today. Cedar Rapids already has their first half championship locked up in the West Division. First pitch high and outside to Charles Mack, 1-0. Having that division championship in the first half does a lot of nice things for you as a club. 1-0, Mack fouls this towards the left over the head of Tom Nichols in the visiting Radio Boom. The count goes to one ball and one strike. For one, as a coaching staff, I mean, usually the Colonels already have an idea of how many games are going to play different players a week based off of who needs more time where, that sort of thing. The 1-1 here on Max, strike two in the outside corner. But the Colonels are able to kind of mix and match with their lineups a little bit more in the second half. Of course, knowing this group and their competitiveness, they'll certainly be hunting for a second half title as well. 1-2 just outside now, two balls and two strikes on Charles Mack. Mack, a product of the state of New York. Takes back into the box, the 2-2. Big cut and a miss. He strikes out swinging at the changeup. First down of the inning recorded for the right-hander James Proctor. Kenny Taylor will step in now. Colonels have struck out five times against the right-hander. John Mooney has four innings of five-hit, two-run baseball. He's walked one and struck out five so far. James Proctor has five strikeouts over three and a third. Three hits, two runs, both earned in two walks for the righty. First pitch here to Kenny Taylor is a sweepier slider on the outside half for strike one. No balls and a strike from James Proctor. Taylor chops the ball toward short. De La Cruz gloves. He'll toss across for out number two. 6-3 on that ground out off the bat of Kenny Taylor. Now Frank Nigro will bat for the second time today. 1-for-1 with a single. An infield single out towards the left side. Nigro, 1-for-7 on the season now for right-handed bat. He's 24 years old. Nigro digs on in to face James Proctor. Righty Proctor kicks and nails down and in for ball one. Talking about Nigro's career at Wilmington. In his senior season, he was second team all-conference. Fantastic defensive catcher, as we kind of already know, the 1-0 chopped foul up the third baseline. In his senior season at Wilmington, Nigro had just four errors, fielding a .991 behind the plate. Throughout 39% of base runners, 16 of 41, with only three passed balls. Also batted .283 with eight doubles and four home runs. 1-1 off the plate at 83. Now two balls and a strike here to Nigro from the right-hander James Proctor. Two balls and a strike. Nigro looks at ball three upstairs. Frank came in on June 17th from the FCL when Kyle Schmidt went back up to Wichita. Jair Camargo went back on the injured list in Wichita. Alex Isola still on the IL. 3-1, Proctor here to Nigro. Wave and a miss, good slider. Count runs full here at 3-2. On the Colonel's catcher. Payoff pitch on the way from Proctor here with two down in the fourth. Right-hander looking for his sixth strikeout of the day. And he has it as Nigro swings through another slider, and we'll move along the top half of the fifth. Cedar Rapids and Dayton tied at two. Nine top for Dayton. Quintana, Thompson, and Hines when we return.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Through four here on Father's Day, Nick Quintana will step in to lead things off for the Dayton Dragons. Top half of five on the Colonels Baseball Network. Sean Mooney through four innings of two-run ball. Right-hander is five strikeouts for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Quintana flew out to right in his first ABs. He'll step in to face Sean Mooney. Nine top. This will finish out the second trip through the order for Mooney. No activity yet in the Colonels' pen. First offering down and outside, 1-0. And that shorter slider from Sean Mooney. One ball and no strikes. Mooney kicks and deals, wave and a miss at a high fastball. Good offering there at 93 from Sean Mooney. Sean has gone five innings a couple of times this season. One ball, one strike. This ball rolled towards the right side. A diving stop by Mackey. Gets up and throws on to Sean Mooney. What do you mean it's his second start at first base? What a play by Charles Mack. Making a great diving play to the backhand side. Showing off some range there as well. The former third baseman turned catcher, turned today anyway, a first baseman. Diving to the backhand side and making a great throw on to Mooney for out number one. 3-1 on that ground out for those of you scoring at home. And now the order turns back around for Justice Thompson. Mooney here from the stretch for Cedar Rapids. This is upstairs with a slider at 85, 1-0. Mooney has gone five innings four times this year. One and 0. Up high at 83, another slider for Mooney. Two balls and no strikes from the right-hander. Four of his seven starts, he's completed five innings. Pretty good mark for Sean Mooney, and for him it's a good piece of development as well. Last season he was unable to go a full five innings. 2-0 just inside, now 3-0 on Thompson. Missing on the changeup inner half. John Mooney peers in, gets the sign he wants from Nigro. And here's a 3-0. Big swing and a miss by Thompson. Justice Thompson carries a five-game hitting streak into today's game. Sitting 400 over that span, 8 for 20 entering play today. 3-1, big swing and a miss at a short slider, now 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way. Sean Mooney here to Justice Thompson. Mooney kicks and goes. Sit down. He got him with the fastball up at the zone at 94. Six strikeouts for Sean Mooney now. He threw 4 2/3. Looks like Brad Hanner standing up down in the Colonel's bullpen. He might move around a little bit, at least in their dugout anyway. Race Hines stepping in. 1-for-2. A home run and a flyout today. First pitch high and tight, 1-0. Here from Sean Mooney. Sean has thrown 66 pitches, 45 for strikes. Big wave and a miss there to change up now, 1-1. Mooney might have a chance to at least start the sixth inning today. Was out of the pen his last two outings, but he was stretched out as a piggyback arm. 1-1 slider popped foul off towards the right side. Now 1-2 here from Sean Mooney. These Sunday whites sure look sharp for the Colonels. These Twins replica jerseys wear every Sunday. One ball and two strikes on the way here from Mooney. Right-hander kicks and goes. Up high. Wasting 96 up in the zone on his 69th pitch of the day. Two and two on the way here from the right-hander, Sean Mooney. Up high again at 94. Can't get Hines to offer on it. Ellie De La Cruz awaits in the on-deck circle. Three and two on the way here from Sean Mooney. Down and outside, ball four. Reese Hines drives the walk. Two-out walk issue to the Dayton two-hole hitter. Now Ellie De La Cruz will step in. De La Cruz, one for two, a single, and a strikeout today. De La Cruz, the shortstop for Dayton, enjoying a tremendous series. Over his last 21 games, hitting .360 with 21 runs batted in. Seven home runs in that span as well. Big cut and a miss. 0-1 here on Ellie De La Cruz. Four extra base hits in this series. Two doubles and two home runs for Ellie. No balls and one strike. Mooney rocks and goes. Down and outside on the changeup. Now 1-1. Bobby Malacky heads down to the Colonel's bullpen. Might come on for the sixth. Mooney would certainly like to finish off the fifth here. One ball and one strike. Mooney snaps over to first. Oh, nearly picking off Hines. Tag a bit late there by Mack. Hines looked like he was caught off guard for a split second, though, able to get back. One ball and one strike. Mooney at the ready. This ball lifted out towards right field. Kyler Fenko drifts to his right, and he'll make the running grab for out number three. We'll move along to the home half of five. Sean Mooney, six strikeouts through five innings of two-run baseball. Solari, Fenko, and Severino, the top of the order for Cedar Rapids, looking to put Mooney back in line for a decision when we return.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Hey fans, this is Alaric Solari, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Home half of five here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids and Dayton tied at two. Here in Cedar Rapids is Alaric Solari. We'll step on in, one for two today with a double and a flyout. First pitch on the way, a strike in the outside corner, 0-1 from the right-hander James Proctor. Bobby Malacky up in the Colonel's bullpen here today. He'll be the first man up in the pen for Cedar Rapids. 0-1, called strike two in the outside half here to Solari. Mentioned Al, one of the players with that blue wristband on. Here on Father's Day, both umpires also wearing their blue tops today. No balls, two strikes. Proctor here on the way to Alaric Soleri. Just misses high. One ball, two strikes. Want to wish my dad a very happy Father's Day. A big part of my getting into baseball, really loving the game early as a kid, playing catch with him just about every day. 1-2 slider down and outside, 2-2. I know a lot of people have those baseball stories with their dad. For me, mine was always coming home from school, and next thing you know, got the baseball glove on, waiting out in the front yard to play catch. 2-2, big swing and a miss by Soleri. There's out number one here in the fifth, and now Kyler Fenko will step in. 1-for-2 with the flyout and a single. Once again, happy Father's Day, Dan.
Right fielder number 9, Kyler Fenko.
Kyler Fenko digging in now here for Cedar Rapids with one away in the fifth. Fenko 1-for-2, a flyout and a single. Here for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Proctor rocks and goes. Strike one on the outside corner. 91 on the outer half there to Kyler Fenko. Two to two your score here in Cedar Rapids in the series finale between the Colonels and the Dragons. The Colonels are looking to play spoiler and take 4 of 6 from Dayton here in the set. For the Dragons, quite a bit rides in this game because Great Lakes won, which means should Dayton lose, their lead in the East Division would drop to half a game. Entering that off day tomorrow. 0-1, check swing, rolled up the first baseline. Ibarra will play it, and he'll just beat Fenko to the bag for out number two. Junior Severino will bat for Cedar Rapids, 0-for-2. Strikeout and a RBI as he reached on an error back in the first. Severino has driven in 11 this season. He's had a big series for the Colonels. 8 RBI in the set, ball 1 inside. Well, that's cutting fastball from the right-hander Proctor. No activity yet in the Dayton bullpen. Proctor is at 76 pitches now. He throws strike 1. Change up at the knees to Junior. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 away here in the fifth. Proctor kicks and goes. Called strike 2. One ball, two strikes. Proctor here to Severino. Check swing by Junior. It skips away. No, he did not, says the first base umpire as Neon appeals to Joe McCarthy. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away here in the home half of the fifth. James Proctor looks in. It's a sign he wants. He'll rock and go on the 2-2. Junior chases the high changeup up and away, and there is out number 3. We'll move along to the top half of 6. Ibarra, Vejahin, and Torres. When we return, tied at 2 here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Bobby Malacky, come in and pitch when we come back.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The party at the park never stops in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels offer a wide range of ticket options, including single game, 10-game coupon tickets, and a variety of season ticket packages. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7960 to secure your seat at the next Colonels home game.
Hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids, Colonels, let the good times roll.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hi, fans. This is Bobby Malacky, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Bobby Malacky takes over in the sixth as Cedar Rapids and Dayton are tied at two. Ruben Ibarra, Daniel Vahin, and Jose Torres. Need the three men to face the Colonels' righty, Bobby Malacky. First pitch fastball there in the inside corner for strike one at 93. Malacky with a whole toolbox of offerings that he'll throw at you. Four-seamer, a cutter, a slider, curve, and a changeup. There's that cutter at 87, fouled off by Ibarra. Sean Mooney, final line score today. Five innings of five-hit baseball, two runs, both of which were earned. He walked two and struck out six. The 0-2, he got a big wave and a miss by Ibarra and a good curveball from Malacky. First down of the sixth inning is recorded. Now, Daniel Vahin.
Catcher number 29, Daniel Vahin.
Vahin one for one, a single and a walk today, having reached base twice. Malacky, this season has been markedly better against right-handed hitters than lefties. First offering to Vahin popped up. Out towards shallow left, Javier back, Taylor in, and Kenny Taylor will make the grab for out number one, or out number two. Here for Bobby Malacky. Brings up the right-handed hitting, Jose Torres. Malacky has held right-handed hitters to a 486 OPS. No extra base hits for right-handed hitters against Bobby Malacky this season. Lefties are hitting 250 with a 750 OPS. So he's certainly doing all right against lefties. It's not to say that Malacky is struggling against them per se. First pitch cutter high and outside on Torres, 1-0. This season, Malacky has been very good. 16 appearances. He's earned three wins and has notched four holds. 2.05 ERA, just six earned runs and 26 in the third innings of work. 26 strikeouts to 11 walks, a 1.25 ERA for Malacky. Pardon, whip, 1.25 whip. Torres fouls off the 1-0 changeup there at 82. Malacky has thrown three straight scoreless outings for Cedar Rapids. Four of his last five have been scoreless as well. 1-1 poked in foul ground right side. Matt giving it a look and then a land foul. 1-2 now, Malacky here to Jose Torres. One ball, two strikes, two down, top of six. Malacky gives a nod, here comes the 1-2. Lined foul. Crack off the press box window and bound on back towards the Colonel's dugout. One ball, two strikes. Again from Bobby Malacky to Jose Torres, three straight swings. Two straight foul balls, a check swing on a curveball in the dirt. They do appeal down, and no, he did not go, says Joe McCarthy. Runs the count even at 2-2. On Tuesday, the Colonels open up a six-game series here against West Michigan. They'll close out the final two-week homestand of the season for Cedar Rapids. Both of them coming here in the first half. 2-2. This ball floated out towards left center field. A long run in for Taylor, and Kenny makes a running grab for out number three. We'll move along to the home half of six here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Two up for Cedar Rapids, Javier, Holland, and Noisy. Three up, three down for Malacky in the top half.
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hola fanáticos, soy Wander Javier y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids shortstop Wander Javier will step in to lead off the home half of the sixth inning. Tied at two on the Colonels Baseball Network. Javier, Holland, and Noisy. Middle of the order for Cedar Rapids. The first offering here from Proctor, belted out towards deep center field. Hendrick giving it a look towards the warning track. Now the wall looking up, and that's off the base of the wall. Wander turns on the jets. He's around second. He wants third, and he'll be in head first with a leadoff triple here in the sixth. Stay hot, young man. Wander Javier with the triple out to dense center. 402 feet off the base of that center field wall. 102 off the bat. That middle changeup was hammered for Wander. Javier on third with that triple. It's Wander's second of the season. Now the infield will come in for Dayton. The go-ahead run on third and none down. Will Holland will step in. First pitch coming, it misses inside from Proctor, 1-0. Dayton will send a reliever out to the bullpen. Time called prior to the 1-0. Some music started playing here. Right-hander up in the bullpen for the Dayton Dragons. 1-0, Proctor here to Will Holland. Check swing, yes he did. Holland offering at the slider, now one ball and one strike. Dylan Noisy in the on-deck circle for a CR. One ball and one strike. Holland takes strike two in the outside corner. Wander Javier, his second triple of the season. Leading off this sixth inning, a big opportunity for the Colonels to jump back out in front. 1-2, check swing, and a ball that skips away from the catcher here. No call is made, and Colonels don't pick it up. Was that a foul ball, or was it a ball? No real sign made by anybody. Wander already at his back turn to home plate. Guess it's a foul ball, I think. We never really saw a call by the home plate umpire with the hands up for a foul ball or not. I'm going to say it was a ball there. Count must be 2-2 here on Holland. Downstairs. See if Felix Neon gives us a count. It's a weird little sequence. The ball running inside near Holland. Skipped away from Vaheen. And it must have been a foul ball because there's ball three outside. So now the count is full on Will Holland. Payoff pitch on the way. The infield still in. Quintana, De La Cruz, Torres, and Ibarra. All across the infield as Holland calls time right as Proctor comes set. Noisy in the on-deck circle, a three-ball, two-strike offering to Will Holland. Will fouls back the slider, now 3-2 again. Holland with some good pop. Certainly capable of running a gap and leaving the yard as well. Holland with 16 extra base hits this year. Payoff pitch. Tapped over the mound, De La Cruz gloves. Winder will stay at third. A good play by De La Cruz, looking Javier back to third base and then throwing on to first for out number one. Javier stays at third. Dylan Noisy now will bat. 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout on the afternoon. Noisy, the right-handed hitting right fielder for Cedar Rapids. DHing today. Played a lot of games in all three outfield positions this season. First pitch on the way. Noisy skies this out towards right. Not very deep. Hines will make the catch. Wander tagging, and he bluffs a tag as it's a great throw in from Hines. Good work by Proctor to keep the Colonels away from hard contact. Now with two down, the infield can play at normal depth as Charles Mack will get an opportunity in a big clutch, two out at bat. Colonels trying to find a way to get Wander Javier in from third after he let off the inning with a triple. Two down now here in the sixth. The infield playing back to pull. De La Cruz shedding just about up the middle at shortstop as Charlie waves through a slider, strike one. 7, 8, and 9 are due up for Dayton in the seventh. The 0-1 to Mack down and inside. Could take on that fastball at 92. Some cut to that fastball. Braxton Roxby was warming in the pen. This is pitch number 92 for James Proctor on the 1-1. Called strike two in the inner half. One ball, two strikes, two down here in the home half of the sixth. Righty kicks and goes. Mack fouls this off. One ball and two strikes on the way. James Proctor. Big at bat for Charles Mack. Two down and a man on third. Wander taking a solid lead there at third base as Charlie takes ball two high and outside. 93 on that fastball from Proctor. Today, with runners in scoring position, the Colonels are 1 for 9. Dayton hasn't had as many opportunities. They're 0 for 2. Mack bounces a ball towards the right side. Torres, two steps to his left, picks it up and throws out to first for out number three. Javier leads off the sixth inning with a triple, but the Colonels leave him at third. A ground out, a fly out, and then another ground out ends the Colonels' threat in the sixth. We'll move along to the seventh. Austin Hendrick, Garrett Wolforth, and Nick Quintana, 7, 8, and 9 to face Bobby Malacky when we come back.
Here we go, and the 2-2 pitcher, ground ball to short, charging his Castro, he fields, he throws, not in time! Buxton beat it, Cruz scores, and the Twins win it 4-3.
He's to the line, and the left-hander delivers. Puckett swings and hits a blast! Deep left center, way back, it's gone! The Twins go to the seventh game! Touch them all, Kirby Puckett! Touch them all, Kirby Puckett!
A swing and a drive, left field and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes! Grand slam, Sano!
Hey, Colonels fans, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, here to remind you that the Colonels Game of the Week is back on KMRY. That's right, on 93.1 FM, 1450 AM KMRY. You can catch every Wednesday Colonels game live on the air.
Here's the payoff pitch. And a line drive caught by Tolbert. He's done it. He has done it. Francisco Lariano has pitched a no-hitter.
Colonels fans, make sure to stop at our Hot Corner Grill this season. Located right in front of the main entrance along the third base line, the Hot Corner Grill features fan favorites like the grilled ribeye sandwich and all-beef foot-long hot dog, along with brand new additions such as a jumbo kielbasa sausage and grilled pork tenderloin sandwich. We offer many gluten-free meat options, along with the gluten-free buns located only in this stand. That's the Hot Corner Grill, right down the third base.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the top half of the seventh inning. Austin Hendrick will lead things off for the Dayton Dragons. Here gets Bobby Malacky. The first offering misses high from the Colonel's right-hander. 2-2 your score here in the seventh. Cedar Rapids and Dayton trading runs in the first. One in the second for the Colonels. Then Dayton tied things up in the fourth. Hendrick well behind. There a changeup from the right-hander Bobby Malacky. One ball, one strike. This ball lifted out towards right field. Drifting to his right, though, is Kyler Fedko. Looking up towards the sun. He'll make the grab for out number one. One man retired here in the seventh, and now Garrett Wolforth will step in. The switch-hitting designated hitter for the Dayton Dragons. Wolforth 0 for 2 with a couple of punch-outs today. Bobby Malacky so far out of the Cedar Rapids bullpen, pitching very well per usual. Three straight scoreless outings coming into play today. He's retired the first four men that he's faced. In this relief outing, there's a foul ball off the bat of Wolforth. Straight back as the count goes to 0-1. Nick Quintana awaits in the on-deck circle for Dayton. No balls, one strike, bounced foul. Up towards the Cedar Rapids dugout, John Teague after that baseball. Now 0-2 from Bobby Malacky here to Garrett Wolforth. As Wolforth calls for time, he'll step out and take a couple of swings. Cedar Rapids locked up the first half West Division Championship yesterday. Dayton is looking at a very hotly contested stretch run to Thursday when the half ends. The 0-2 sit down. He gets Wolforth on the fastball, 96. Bobby Malacky blowing some smoke. Here out of the pen for Cedar Rapids. Five up, five down for Malacky. Now Quintana will bat 0 for 2 with a flyout and a ground out. Dayton currently leads by one full game now on the Great Lakes Loons as Great Lakes won today. Foul ball for strike one. Here on Quintana, 0-1. Here on the right-handed hitter. Great Lakes defeating Wisconsin 3-2. Should Dayton lose this game, they drop to just a half game ahead of the Great Lakes Loons with three to play in the half. 0-1 just outside. Now one ball and one strike here on Nick Quintana. Three left for Great Lakes. The Dayton Dragons will play four this coming week. Doubleheader on Wednesday. 1-1, this ball tagged down the left field line off the bat of Quintana. It is fair, and it's gone. It's a go-ahead solo home run for Nick Quintana. Right-handed bat with home run number 5 here of 2022. Waving the yard out to left field, making it a 3-2 Dayton lead. Quintana did not miss that changeup down and in. Let it catch too much of the plate. 382 feet off the bat of Quintana. 98 miles an hour off the bat. As Nick Quintana puts Dayton out in front 3-2 here in the seventh. Now with two down, it's Justice Thompson. Malacky rocks and goes. Missing just outside on the fastball at 92. Malacky does not give up many home runs. A good job of keeping the ball in the park this season. 1-0 from Malacky. Ball 2 on Thompson now. Justice Thompson with a 5-game hit streak entering play today. Currently at 0 for 3 on the afternoon. 2-0 outside now. 3-0 here to Thompson. That was just the second home run that Malacky has allowed this season. And over 23 innings of work. Strike one on the inside corner. Bobby coming right back at 94. Matthew Swain at the end of the Colonel's dugout, starting his plyo work. He might be the next man out of the pen. 3-1 called, strike two. Malacky finding the knees at 95 there on Justice Thompson. Three balls, two strikes, two down here in the top half of seven. Malacky rocks and goes. Got him swinging. That'll end the inning. But Nick Quintana puts the Dayton Dragons ahead 3-2 with a solo home run. We'll be back in just a bit. Bottom half of seven on the way. It's time to stretch. Taylor, Nigro, and Soleri when we come back.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, that's the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family.
Come out to
to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They're back!
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Colonels fans, you asked and we listened. This year, we are bringing back French fries, now available in both our first base and home plate concession stands at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pair your favorite ballpark entree with French fries.
OMG. It's delicious.
Make sure to order some with the cheese sauce for dipping.
Hey fans, this is outfielder Kenny Taylor, and you are listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Dayton takes the lead over Cedar Rapids 3-2 as we head to the home half of 7 here in Cedar Rapids. On the mound now for the Dayton Dragons is the right-hander Braxton Roxby. Braxton Roxby this season, 5 appearances, a 6.75 ERA. 5 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned. He's struck out 9 and walked 2. Kenny Taylor will step in, the first offering on the way. Kenny with a half swing and a miss for strike 1. James Proctor's final line here today for the Dayton Dragons. He goes 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned. He struck out 8 and walked 2. 0-1 here to Kenny Taylor from the right-hander. Roxby misses down and outside, now 1-1. Slider at 82. Matthew Swain up in the Colonels' bullpen. Nick Quintana with the go-ahead solo shot in the 7th off of Bobby Malacky, making this a 3-2 Dayton lead. 1-1, Kenny takes ball 2 down and outside. Really strong start by Proctor, doing well against this Colonels lineup. Certainly missing a lot of thump without Sabato, Encarnacion, Strand, and Gray. The first time that all three have sat in the same game. 2 balls, 1 strike. Kenny looks at ball 3 inside. But such is the nature of how it works in the post-clincher game. 3 balls and a strike. Roxby to Taylor. See some guys get some well-deserved days off this week. Called strike 2 as Kenny took a couple of steps towards first. That ball just catching the outside corner on a slider. We mentioned Dayton has 4 games left in the half coming up this week. They'll have a doubleheader on Wednesday against Lake County. Payoff pitch, Roxby to Taylor. Down and outside, ball 4. The tying run is on with a leadoff walk here in the 7th. And now Frank Nigro will bat for the 3rd time today. Nigro coming up from the FCL. Florida Complex League team just got underway at the beginning of this month. Nigro will dig in with Kenny Taylor over at first for Cedar Rapids. Some good speed on. See how the right-hander Roxby pitches here to Nigro. Frank shows bunt. He pops it up back towards the mound. Roxby will make the catch for out number 1. Pop out for the first down here in the 7th inning off the bat of Nigro, and that'll bring us to the top of the order, Alaric Solari. 1-for-3 today with a double, a flyout, and a strikeout for Al. One away in the 7th as Solari steps on in. Solari today, 1-for-3. He's doubled and flown out. Struck out in his last at bat. First pitch on the way. Al looks at ball 1 off the mitt of Vaheen. He doesn't know where the baseball is. Taylor around 2nd, and now Vaheen picks up the ball. He'll get to it. It's a passed ball, I'm sure, that will allow Taylor to take 2nd. Hey, he maybe crossed up there on a fastball. Thought it was maybe going to be a slider instead. 1-0. It is indeed a pass ball committed by Vaheen. Taylor off of second. Roxby here from the stretch working on Alaric Soleri. Right-hander kicks and goes. Now Al pops this down the right field line, slicing towards the Colonel's bullpen. Ibarra chasing after, and that ball will land foul. Richard Salazar avoids everybody down there in the bullpen. Had Richard not moved, it might have hit him. And the Colonel's two pitching coaches down there looking on as Matthew Swain warms up in the pen. 3-2, your score here in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels trail Dayton by a run. One down here in the home half of the seventh inning. Tying run at second base for Cedar Rapids after the passed ball. One ball and one strike here to Soleri from Braxton Roxby. Al, line shot into left field. That'll get down for a base hit. Taylor waved around third. Here comes a throw by Justice Thompson. It will be cut off as Alaric Soleri ties us at three with a single into left. Kenny Taylor got a fantastic read on that ball, hustling around third base to score. Cedar Rapids ties it at three here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Soleri with the RBI single. Al's second hit of the day, RBI number 21. Kyler Fedko now, 1-for-3. A single, a flyout, and a groundout. Fedko planted a run for the Colonels. Back in the second, there's ball one down and in. From the right-hander, Braxton Roxby. Soleri on first. This season, Al has stolen seven bags. Carson Rudd warming up in the Dayton pen. The 1-0 outside, now 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. From the right-hander, Braxton Roxby. Strike one called at the letters. 86 on a slider. Go ahead, run on first base for Cedar Rapids. Right-hander Roxby kicks and goes. Called strike two. One away, home half of seven. Kenny Taylor led off the inning with a walk, moved to second on a passed ball, then scored on an Alaric Soleri RBI single. Two balls and two strikes on the way. Braxton Roxby here to Kyler Fedko. Grounded towards the left side. De La Cruz gloves. He bobbles onto Torres for one. Relay to first. Skips away from Ibarra. Fedko headed for second, and he'll get there standing as the ball skips into the Colonel's dugout. It's a fielder's choice, then a throwing error by Torres. It allows Fedko to go to second base. Fedko reaching on that fielder's choice, and a man in scoring position. The new reliever will come in to face the Colonels, Junior Severino. Right-hander Carson Rudd on to throw when we come back for the Dayton Dragons. Tied at three here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids with the go-ahead run at second base, two down in the seventh. We'll be back in just a bit.
Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hola, fanáticos. Soy Junior Severino y están escuchando Cardinals Baseball Network.
Carson Rudd will come into pitch for the Dayton Dragons here in a big spot in the home half of the seventh inning. A go-ahead run for Cedar Rapids is its second. The Dragons planted a run in the top half on a Nick Quintana solo home run. Alaric Soleri with a solo, or pardon, with an RBI single to plate Kenny Taylor and make it a 3-3 ball game. Carson Rudd, 15 appearances this season out of the bullpen, 15 innings of work. He has 22 strikeouts to 9 walks. 3-for-4 on saves for Dayton this year. He's allowed 16 hits over 15 innings of work. Junior Severino will step in with Kyler Fenko representing the tying run at second base. Run through a scoreless inning against Cedar Rapids back on the 15th. Fenko at second. Here is Junior. First offering on the way from Rudd. Severino with a big swing to miss at 95, 0-1. Rudd from Agoura Hills, California. 6'5", 190-pound right-handed hurler. Fenko on second. With his speed, he would score on a base hit here with two down. The 0-1. Curveball just inside. One ball and a strike now on Union. Severino has driven in one already today. Played at the Colonel's first run on a ground ball in the first that he reached on due to an error by Jose Torres. One ball, one strike. Wave and a miss at a fastball, now 1-2. Here on Junior Severino. Wander awaits on deck if Junior can extend the inning. One ball, two strikes, Rudd here at the ready. He'll kick and go. Inside, the count runs even at 2-2. Three runs on six hits, two errors, four left for Dayton. Three runs on five hits, no errors, and five left on for the Colonels. Two balls and two strikes. Carson Rudd at the ready here on Junior Severino. He'll kick and deal. Way inside, and did that hit Junior? It did. Junior catching that pitch, maybe on the back foot, as he'll head to first base on that hit by pitch. Severino limping a little bit up that first base line. Winder Javier will get an opportunity to bat with two on and two down. Junior struggling to put weight initially on his left foot. Kind of hobble up the first base line now, and see Matt Smith keeping a close eye on Junior as he'll walk down to first. Severino will be greeted by Jairo Rodriguez over at first. Matt Smith walks all the way down to that far end of the Colonel's dugout. And it looks like Junior will stay in. We won't have a check on him. Two men on, two down. Here is Winder. Carson Rudd kicks and goes. Javier waves through a slider, no balls and a strike. Oh, and one here from Rudd. Two away here in the seventh, the 0-1 coming from Rudd. Wave and a miss now, 0-2. Javier chasing that slider. Carson Rudd looking to strand the go-ahead run on second. Colonels have a possible insurance run over at first. 0-2 on the way here from Rudd. Wander lays off another slider. Slider heavy here on Wander. One ball and two strikes the count with Will Holland awaiting on deck. If Wander can extend the inning. One and two from Rudd. Wander swings and fouls it off. Keeping the count here at 1-2 here on Wander Javier. Matthew Swain up in the Colonel's bullpen. He'll likely get the eighth tonight. 1-2 coming here from Carson Rudd. Fouled off again by Wander. Nice play made down there by a fan celebrating Father's Day with his family. 1-2. Once again here from Carson Rudd on the Colonel shortstop, Wander Javier. Rudd with a breath, he'll kick and go. Swing and a miss, Wander strikes out on a fastball up in the zone. And we move along to the eighth inning. Cedar Rapids ties it right back up. Alaric Solari with an RBI single to score Kenny Taylor. It's 3-3 here on the Colonels Baseball Network as we go to the eighth.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The party at the park never stops in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels offer a wide range of ticket options, including single game, 10-game coupon tickets, and a variety of season ticket packages. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7960 to secure your seat at the next Colonels home game.
Let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Keep your hands warm and your cans cool with a can koozie. Presented by Ann Rochar Realtor and Keller Williams Legacy Group, Cedar Rapids. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at Veterans Memorial Stadium on Friday, June 24th, and you will receive a free can koozie.
Hey fans, this is Matthew Swain, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Big, tall right-hander comes in for Cedar Rapids in the top half of the eighth inning as Matthew Swain will enter in relief of Bobby Malacky. Final line score for the Colonels right-hander, Bobby Malacky in relief here today. He goes two innings, one run on one hit, striking out three. That lone run coming in on a Nick Quintana solo home run. Matthew Swain will take the rubber here to open things up in the eighth inning against the right-handed hitting Reese Hines. Swain, 6'7", 225 pounds. 24 years old, born in Stone Mountain, Georgia. First pitch on the way, chopped towards third. Nice play by Junior. He spins, he throws. Junior Severino. My, what a play by Junior over there at third for out number one. Spinning and throwing after gloving that chopper to the forehand side, and that will bring up Ellie De La Cruz with one down. Let's take another look at this really nice play by Junior Severino, making the stab, the spin, and the throw in time for out number one. Colonels will go into the shift here on De La Cruz. Matthew Swain rocks and goes. First pitch downstairs, 1-0. Change up starting off Ellie De La Cruz. Swain has made 18 appearances between Fort Myers and Cedar Rapids this year. 1.35 ERA for Swain. Down and outside now, 2-0 on De La Cruz. 1.35 ERA, 7-for-7 on saves. He's 2-1 this season. 2-0. Down and in now, 3-0 from Swain to De La Cruz. 36 strikeouts, 9 walks over 26 and 2/3. 3-0 off the plate on a fastball at 92. It's a four-pitch walk issued to Ellie De La Cruz, and a man on with one down now for Ruben Ibarra. Swain has annihilated right-handed hitters this season. They're batting 0-81 off of him with a 337 OPS. Lefties aren't doing that much better, a 192 average, 346 OPS. Nigro goes out to chat with Swain. Prior to this at bat, Ibarra today has been sequenced pretty well by the Colonels. Struck out twice. Those two strikeouts sandwiching a flyout. Swain at the ready. His first pitch bounced foul off of Ibarra, who tumbles to a heap on the ground. And wore that on the right calf, it looked like. Count goes to 0-1 from Swain to Ibarra. De La Cruz with really good speed over there at first. Nigro has thrown out a runner today. He threw out De La Cruz. Back in the third. No balls and one strike. Swain peeks over his shoulder at De La Cruz. Ellie with a big lead. Ball grounded towards second. Great sliding stop by Al. On to Wander, who spins and throws. Rock him up. What a double play by Cedar Rapids. Al with the sliding stop forehand side. Wander with a pirouette fire on to first. And that'll end the eighth inning. To the home half we go. Two up for Cedar Rapids. Holland, Noisy, and Mack. What a play by the Colonels middle infield.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey guys, this is Will Holland, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Will Holland will lead things off for Cedar Rapids here in the home half of the eighth inning. 3-3 your score. Here on the Colonels Baseball Network, the Dayton Dragons and the Cedar Rapids Colonels playing in a very good one here today. Holland steps in to face the right-hander, Carson Run. Run, 11 pitches, 7 strikes to get the Dragons out of that eighth inning. First pitch to Holland, misses high and tight, 1-0. Will Holland today yet to reach base, 0-for-3. Fly out, a strikeout, and a ground out. Looks at ball two, high and tight. Holland has a six-game on-base streak, a two-game hitting streak entering play today. The fifth rounder out of the 2019 amateur draft. 2-0 here to Holland. Will grounds a ball towards third, backhanded by Quintana. He'll fire across for out number one. 5-3 on that ground out, putting away Will Holland. And now Dylan Noisy. Noisy 0-3, a ground out, a strikeout, and a flyout. Today for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Around the Midwest League, Great Lakes defeated Wisconsin 3-2. Keeps the Dayton Magic number at 4. Fort Wayne used 14 runs and 22 hits to shut out Lansing 14-0. Today at Jackson Field, there's ball one down and outside on Noisy. Beloit 7, Lake County 3. 1-0 misses high on Noisy again, now 2-0. Quad Cities walked off South Bend 2-1. And in the eighth, West Michigan leads Peoria 7-2. 2-0 here on Noisy. Dylan lays off ball 3 outside. Certainly wouldn't mind having Dylan Noisy's speed on base here. Go ahead, run at the plate for Cedar Rapids in a 3-3 ball game. Called strike one as Noisy started walking towards first. Charles Mack in the on-deck circle here for Cedar Rapids. Around the Twins organization, Wichita was walked off 3-2. Ball lifted into the air, right side, foul ground. Ibarra over, and he'll make the catch for out number two. Noisy might have broken his bat, slamming it into the ground there after that pop-out. For out number two. Now Charles Mack will dig in. Charlie 0-3, couple of ground outs and a strikeout today for Cedar Rapids.
First baseman, number 39, Charles Mack.
The Wichita Wind Surge today had a couple of scoreless appearances from two former Colonels relievers. Andrew Cabeza struck out 3 over 2 scoreless innings. He's yet to allow an earned run for Wichita. It's ball one high and outside on a breaking ball to Mack, 1-0. Then Denny Bentley threw an inning and a third scoreless, striking out a pair for the Wind Surge. 1-0. Called strike one. Fastball on the outer half at 96. Right-hander Carson Rudd at the ready here. One ball and one strike to Charles Mack. Down and in now, 2-1. St. Paul defeated Columbus 11-10 in heart-racing fashion. Columbus brought the game within a run in the ninth. 2-1. Mack takes ball 3 high and outside. Bradenton and Fort Myers were canceled due to some thunderstorms around the area today down in Florida. Twins and the D-backs are tied at 1 in the fourth. 3 balls and a strike here on Mack. Big swing and a miss now, 3-2. Mack just misses that 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Payoff pitch on the way. Carson Rudd here to Charles Mack. Cut on through, strike three. Charles Mack punches out. We'll move to the ninth. Vejain Torres and Hendrick. 5, 6, and 7 for Dayton to face Matthew Swain. To the ninth we go, tied at 3 here at Cedar Rapids. A good one brewing here as we're looking to break this time when we come back.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Pick the clothes that are right for you and come see Daniel Tiger at Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night on June 25th. The Cedar Rapids Colonels welcome Daniel Tiger to our neighborhood for a night full of friendship and fun with free colorable Iowa PBS Kids Cinch Bags available on the concourse. That's Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night, June 25th at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Matthew Swain looking to keep this game even at three as we begin the top half of the ninth inning. Daniel Vaheen, Jose Torres, and Austin Hendrick, the three scheduled to face right-hander Matthew Swain as Vaheen steps in. First offering here from Matthew Swain. Called strike one at the knees. Change up at 85, starting off Vaheen. Dayton out hitting Cedar Rapids 6-5. The Colonels no errors yet today. Two for the Dragons. Swain just misses on the fastball at 92. Now one ball and one strike here on Daniel Vaheen. Matthew Swain gets the sign he wants. One ball, one strike. This ball lined down the right field line off the bat of Vaheen. That'll fall in for a base hit. Racing over to cut it off is Fedko. Vaheen will stay at first. What a throw by Fedko into second base. Keeping Vaheen there at first. A tremendous throw by Kyler Fedko. Make sure that that go-ahead run stays at first. Swain got some help from a brilliant double play to end the eighth inning, turned by Soleri and Javier up the middle. Jose Torres now will step in. One for three, a flyout, a single, and another flyout. Swain with a glove of the letters. Rocks and goes. This pitch nubbed foul. Towards the Dayton dugout. Donovan Benoit beginning to throw in the Dragons' bullpen. Right-handed reliever likely to come on for the ninth regardless of how this inning goes. 0-1 on the way, Swain to Torres. Swain with a longer hold. Torres shows bunt and he bunts it foul, now 0-2. No balls, two strikes, Swain here on Turin. Vaheen off of first after the leadoff single. Swain at the ready here. He'll kick and go on the 0-2. Off the plate at 85, a slider wasted. No offer there by Torres. One and two. Swain ready here on the 1-2. Just missed the outside corner at 92. Swain with an exasperated look towards his dugout. Two balls, two strikes. Vaheen off of first. Here comes the 2-2 from Matthew Swain. Wave and a foul in and out of the mid of Nigro. Frank will send a new baseball out towards Swain. Then Wop in the pen. Two balls, two strikes. None down here in the ninth. Big moment for Matthew Swain. He kicks and goes. Bounced toward short. Here's Winder. He steps on second. He fires to first. Not in time. It's a fielder's choice to short off the bat of Jose Torres. First out of the inning is recorded. Winder making the smart play, I think, to walk over to first and make sure that he got that out. If you shovel, I don't know if that throw comes out quite as quick for Soleri. Kind of one of those 50-50 plays where if you're the shortstop, you have to decide quickly whether or not you're going to flip that to the second baseman or just take it yourself to second. Wander chose the latter, and he got one out. Man at first for Austin Hendrick. Swain at the ready here. Check over to first, back in time. Jose Torres. Hendrick singled in a run, back in the fourth. Swain toes up the rubber. Peeks over his shoulder at Torres. Now with Hendrick in the box, here comes the first pitch. Off the plate. Fastball at 91 for Matthew Swain. Torres off of first. He's got very good speed. 13 for 14 on stolen bases this year. Hendrick fouls this off towards the left side now, 1-1. But of course, Dayton has seen Nigro's arm today. Throwing out their fastest runner, De La Cruz at second. One ball and one strike. Swain at the ready here on Austin Hendrick. Down and in. Nigro glares Torres back to first. Blocked by Frank behind the plate. Seven hits today for Dayton, five for Cedar Rapids. As Ryan Shreve will head down to the Colonel's bullpen and start to move around a bit. Two balls and one strike. Swain ready to work on Hendrick. Swain a couple of checks, now he goes. We have a foul straight back, that'll even up the count at 2-2. The right-hander, Matthew Swain. Holds the glove up near the chin from the stretch. Rocks and deals here on the 2-2. Downstairs. Could not get him to chase the change up. Now 3-2. Torres at first. Reaching on the fielder's choice that retired Vahey. Swain ready on the payoff pitch. Just missed inside. Ball four to Hendrick, and now the go-ahead run will be at second base for Garrett Wolfhorn. Go-ahead run at second, some insurance at first, as the catcher, Frank Nigro, will head out to the mound to chat with Swain. Mark Moriarty will join this conversation as well for Cedar Rapids, likely buying some time for Ryan Shreve. Nigro has started back towards home plate. Then he sees Moriarty, and he'll turn back around. John Mooney threw well today for Cedar Rapids. Five innings of two-run baseball, five hits, two walks, six strikeouts. Bobby Malacky, two innings of one-run ball, strikeout three. Moriarty's meeting on the mound is over as he'll head back to the dugout. Torres on second, Hendrick at first. Garrett Wolfworth will step in with Shriver up in the pen for Cedar Rapids. Swain will look back at second prior to the first offering here on Wolfworth. And a bot called on Swain prior to the pitch. No pitch for Swain. He tried to quick pitch Wolfworth, it looked like, and instead a balk call. So that'll put the go-ahead run at third, and Cedar Rapids will have to draw the infield in. Swain had a couple of balks in Fort Myers. Woolforth in the series, 2-for-17. Struck out three times today. First pitch, wave on through there on a fastball, 0-1. Woolforth, one of two hitters to strike out three times today for Dayton. No balls and a strike from Swain with the infield drawn in. This ball popped up our way over the canopy, and then I'll head out towards the parking lot. No balls and two strikes. Matthew Swain to Garrett Woolforth. Ryan Shreve up in that Colonel's bullpen. Swain at the ready here on the 0-2. This ball popped up out of play again by Woolforth. 93 on that Swain fastball. Oh, and two. Matthew Swain kicks and goes. Woolforth lifts a ball high and foul off towards the right side. Torres on third, Hendrick on second. Matthew Swain trying to wiggle out of this jam. Eight, nine, and top due up for Cedar Rapids in the home half of nine. 0-2 here from Swain. Woolforth chops another one foul towards the Colonel's dugout. It'll deflect off the dugout wall and skip towards right as Tyler Palm will go out and scoop up that baseball. No balls, two strikes. Swain here on Garrett Woolforth. Matthew Swain ready, he'll kick and go. Down and inside now, 1-2. Touch inside on that slider at 86. One ball, two strikes. Matthew Swain ready to go here on Garrett Woolforth. The right-hander kicks and goes. Sit down, he got him, 93 up in the zone. Big wave and a miss by Woolforth, then that pitch up in the zone. And Brian Dinkelman immediately pops out of the Colonel's dugout. Matthew Swain strikes out Woolforth. That will end Swain's showing here in the mound for Cedar Rapids. Now the Colonels will turn to Ryan Shreve. We'll be back in just a bit. Top of nine, two men on. The go-ahead run at third. Matthew Swain, another look at that fastball. A big hitter swung on through by Woolforth. Swain gets a round of applause as Ryan Shreve will enter. Try and seal this thing in the top of the ninth and bring us to the home half, still tied at three.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022. To a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Ryan Shreve, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Ryan Shreve enters for Cedar Rapids here in the top half of the ninth inning, hoping to send this thing to the home half. Still knotted at three. The go-ahead run at third. Insurance on second for Dayton as Nick Quintana homered off of Bobby Malacky back in the seventh, will step in. Ryan Shreve, 9 appearances, a 7.88 earned run average this season. Shreve ready, he'll kick and go. First offering to Quintana, a half swing at the slider, 0-1. Shreve has allowed a run in 2 of his last 7 appearances. 5 of his last 7 have been scoreless. Did give up 3 runs against Dayton back on the 16th. 0-1 here from Ryan Shreve. Wave and a miss, good slider, quickly 0-2 here on Quintana. Ryan Shreve looking to slam the door right here and bring us to the bottom of the ninth, tied at 3. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 down here in the top half of 9. Shreve comes set on the 0-2. Sit down, he got him on the slider. Ryan Shreve comes in, throws 3 sliders, gets 3 whiffs as we move to the home half of 9. Taylor, Nigro, and Solari, 8-9 in top for Cedar Rapids. We'll be back in just a bit. The Colonels looking to walk things up. They'll have to do it against the right-hander Donovan Benoit when we come back.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Hey fans, this is outfielder Kenny Taylor, and you are listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Home half of 9, here we come on the Colonels Baseball Network. Tied at 3 between Cedar Rapids and Dayton. Kenny Taylor will step in to lead things off against Donovan Benoit. The Dayton closer comes into the ballgame. The first pitch fouled back. 0-1 from Benoit to Kenny Taylor. Donovan Benoit, as tough as they come. 16 appearances out of the bullpen this year for Dayton. 3.33 ERA. He has 7 saves. This, of course, not a save opportunity. This is down and away at 96. 24 and a third innings, 29 strikeouts, 14 walks for Benoit. He's allowed 15 hits for a 174 batting average against. 1-1. Taylor lifts us out towards deep right field. Reese Hines looking up at the wall. That will bounce off the wall. Taylor around first. He's headed to second, and he'll hold there. Cedar Rapids has the winning run on second as Kenny Taylor blasts a leadoff double into right center field. That's how you get an inning going here for Cedar Rapids. Kenny Taylor with his second double of the season, going out to deep right field, banging it on a hop off the perfect game sign in right. And now Frank Nigro, 1-for-3, a single, a strikeout, and a flyout today. Cedar Rapids Colonels looking to walk it off here this afternoon. Kenny Taylor with the leadoff double here in the ninth. Corners come in for the Dayton Dragons as Nigro swings through the first pitch fastball. The Colonels have 3 walk-off wins this season. The last one was a Sunday afternoon game. 0-1, called strike two on the outside corner. Nigro taking 97 on the outer half. That last walk-off came back on May 8th against Quad Cities. Anthony Prado with the sack fly in the 11th. Time called at home plate by Nigro. No balls, two strikes. Donovan Benoit ready to go here on Nigro. Right-hander kicks and goes. Way outside, good take there on the slider at 84. Benoit from Tulane, a 10th rounder last season. One ball and two strikes into Frank Nigro. Benoit kicks and goes. Nigro fouls away the fastball at 97. Here in the month of June, Benoit has struggled a little bit. Seven innings, four earned runs. Threw two scoreless to earn the save against the Colonels back on June 14th. Struck out four Colonels, allowed just one hit. Kenny Taylor, the leadoff double here in the ninth. 1-8-2 here to Nigro. Down and away, good take by Frank on a fastball at 97. Now the count even at two. Alaric Soleri awaits on deck for Cedar Rapids. Top of the order. Two up next. Nigro looking to play hero in his high A debut. 2-2, line down the right field line by Frank Nigro. That's going to get down. Taylor around third. He will score. Frank Nigro, welcome to Cedar Rapids. He walks off the Dayton Dragons. 4-3 Colonels. It's a walk-off RBI single for Frank Nigro. The Cedar Rapids Colonels take the series from Dayton as he's mobbed in left field. The Colonels with win number 41 of the season. They take the series 4-2. Frank Nigro going the other way on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, shooting it down the line. Taylor scoring. A walk-off winner here in Cedar Rapids, 4-3, your final. For the Colonels, four runs on seven hits, no errors, and eight men left on. The Dayton Dragons, three runs on seven hits, two errors, and six men left aboard. Cedar Rapids with the win improves to 41-22. Dayton falls to 38-24. The winning pitcher today is Ryan Shreve. Donovan Benoit will take the loss for the Dayton Dragons. We'll be back in a bit with your Cedar Rapids Colonels postgame report. How about Frank Nigro in his Colonels debut? Two hits, including the walk-off winner. Cedar Rapids 4, Dayton 3 here on the Colonels Baseball Network. We'll be back with a postgame report in just a bit.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022. To a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
It's time for the Colonels postgame show right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Frank Nigro plays hero for Cedar Rapids tonight, walking off the Dayton Dragons on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon here on Father's Day. Frank Nigro delivering the walk-off winner, 4-3. Cedar Rapids dispatches the Dayton Dragons here in Cedar Rapids. It's a 4-2 series win for the Colonels against the Beasts of the East in Dayton. For the Dragons, it's another loss with a Great Lakes win occurring as they lose. That means that magic number for Dayton still stands at 4, and the Great Lakes Loons are now just a half game behind the Dayton Dragons in that East Division race. Cedar Rapids, 4 runs on 7 hits, no errors and 8 men left on. Dayton, 3 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors and 6 men left aboard. Frank Nigro has never played a game above rookie ball, came into this game 0-6 in the FCL, 2 hits including the walk-off for Cedar Rapids here tonight. What a debut for Frank Nigro here at the full season level. We'll take a look at your scoring summary. Dayton got on the board first, a solo home run for the Dragons in that first inning off the bat of Reese Hines. It made the ballgame a 1-0 Dayton lead. Cedar Rapids struck back in the first. Alaric Soleri led off with a double, then a couple of at-bats later scored on a Junior Severino ground ball that was booted by the second baseman. Severino reached, Soleri scored, making it a 1-1 ballgame. Colonels took a 2-1 lead in the second. Kenny Taylor drew a one-out walk, moved to second on a Nigro infield single. Then after a pop-out, Kyler Fedko singled home Taylor, making it 2-1 Cedar Rapids. The Dayton Dragons would get a run back in the fourth on an RBI single by Austin Hendrick. Sean Mooney's day would be done after 5. He kept the game tied at 2. A really nice start for Mooney. 5 innings of 5-hit baseball, 2 runs both earned. He walked 2 and struck out 6. A no decision for Mooney, but he kept the game tight. Bobby Malacky retired the side in the 6th, then allowed a solo home run to Nick Quintana in the 7th. Cedar Rapids responded right back in the home half of 7 with a run of their own. Kenny Taylor led off with a walk, reached second on a passed ball, then scored on a game-tying single off the bat of Alaric Soleri. We would keep this ballgame knotted at 3, going to the top half of the 9th inning. Dayton got a couple of runners on. The first 3 men reached against Matthew Swain, a single, then a fielder's choice, then a walk. After a balk put runners on 2nd and 3rd, Swain struck out Garrett Woolforth, then gave way to Ryan Shreve, who punched out Nick Quintana for the 3rd out of the inning. 3 pitches, 3 swinging strikes for the right-hander Shreve to get that strikeout of Quintana. That sent the ball game to the home half of 9, tied at 3. In the 9th, Kenny Taylor led off with a double, then Frank Nigro worked a 6-pitch at bat, lacing a walk-off single down the right field line to give Cedar Rapids the 4-3 walk-off win. The fourth walk-off winner of 2022 for Cedar Rapids came by a 4-3 final here in Cedar Rapids. For the 15th consecutive season, CarePro Health Services is the proud sponsor of the CarePro Plating for Plates promotion. This promotion provides Horizons Meals on Wheels with $5 for every run the Colonels plate, both home and away throughout the season. This $5 provides Horizons Meals on Wheels recipients with a plate of hot, nutritious food. So far this season, the Colonels have plated 345 runs. That means CarePro Health Services has donated 345 plates of hot, nutritious food to Meals on Wheels recipients. The Colonels and Horizons Meals on Wheels thank CarePro Health Services for making a huge difference in the lives of our homebound citizens through their 2022 Plating for Plates campaign. What a game here today for Frank Nigro. The Colonels catcher making his high A debut, his full season pro baseball debut, 2-for-4 with an RBI. He also threw out Ellie De La Cruz trying to steal in a very important moment early in the ballgame. Kenny Taylor with a big afternoon as well, 1-for-2, 2 walks. He scored 3 runs and had a double. Alaric Soleri had a multi-hit game, 2-for-4, a run scored, a double, and an RBI. For the Dayton Dragons on their box score side of things today, Daniel Vaheen went 2-for-3 with a run scored and a walk drawn. Nick Quintana, 1-for-4 with a solo home run. Reese Hines went 1-for-3 with a walk and a solo home run. The winning pitcher today for Cedar Rapids is Ryan Shreve. He improves to 1-0 as Donovan Benoit takes the loss, falling to 1-2. Braxton Roxby will be hit with a blown save here this afternoon. 4-3 here at Cedar Rapids. A look around the rest of the Midwest League. The West Michigan Whitecaps lead Peoria 7-5 in the bottom of the ninth. Peoria, though, starting to come back. Three runs in that ninth inning so far, and the Chiefs are still threatening with a tying run at the plate. Quad Cities beat South Bend 2-1. Fort Wayne 14-0 in a landslide over Lansing. Beloit 7, Lake County 3. And Great Lakes defeated Wisconsin 3-2, which makes Dayton's lead in the division just half a game in the East. The Colonels don't have much to worry about. They already have the West Division Championship of the first half locked up and their ninth straight playoff berth already sealed with a clincher last night. The Colonels win here today 4-3 over Dayton. They secure the 4-2 series win. Cedar Rapids improving to 41-22 on the year. That sets a new season best record for the Colonels at 19 games over 500. Dayton falls to 38-24. We'll be back at it on Tuesday night as the Colonels open up a 6-game series with the West Michigan Whitecaps. They continue this 12-game, 14-day homestand. David Festa gets the ball for Cedar Rapids on Tuesday, a 6:35 p.m. start here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Big thank you to all of you for joining us here today on a gorgeous Father's Day afternoon. Happy Father's Day to my dad, as well as all the fathers out there catching a baseball game somewhere, just enjoying some time with their family, wherever it may be. Well, again, we'll be back at it 6:35 p.m. Tuesday. Frank Nigro plays hero for Cedar Rapids, a walk-off single in his high-A debut, 4-3. The Colonels walk off Dayton and earn the series win. From Perfect Game Field here at Veterans Memorial Stadium, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, signing off. Have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you on Tuesday night.